Somehow Your Eyes Never Get Tired of some of these works by John Kelly. Accolades in the New York Times, the Chicago Daily News, Art News, and other publications show that John Melville Kelly's prints were appreciated in his time. Kelly and his wife, sculptor Kate Kelly, moved from San Francisco to Honolulu in 1923. He was on assignment to illustrate a new housing development on Oahu. Well, they never left, and his images came to embody a tropical paradise for many Americans.
John and Kate lived in an area that was very desolate.
That's Chas Smith, the manager of the estate collection of John Kelly. She's talking about the Black Point area in the 1920s.
There were grass huts in the area. There was a small fishing village just like a very short ways away. And so there was a lot of culture right around them, a lot of people that they got to be friends with.
Described as a shy Irishman, Kelly opened his home to fishermen especially, watermen of all kinds, women and children from the neighborhood, many of whom are depicted in Kelly's aquatint etchings. Kelly was a consummate craftsman and experimented widely, inking plates so that unique effects were produced on each print.
I think the thing about the work is how it represents Hawaiian culture and Hawaiian people in a time of incredible transition that the Hawaiians were going through as Waikiki was being built and the Alawai was being dug and their taro fields were being flooded out and drained. This was a time in history that I believe was a very poignant time.
Capturing images from the 1920s through 40s in Hawaii, there is a sepia-toned quality to the images, but the people who gaze back at you from that time are people we know today. Many remember John Kelly Jr., who grew up in the atmosphere depicted in these prints. He founded the grassroots environmental group Save Our Surf, which helped preserve 140 Oahu surf sites in the 1960s and 70s. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.